the Boston Museum of Science. SciTech Today on NECN.
4,500 people worldwide have died from swine flu since March of this year. It's just a fraction of those who have contracted the virus, but health experts are trying to figure out why some people don't survive it. In SciTech Today, we find out the answer may lie with the lungs. And joining us now from Museum of Science Boston is Brenda Muniappan. Thanks so much, Brenda, for joining us.
Thanks, Karen.
And Brenda, why is H1N1 so deadly?
Well, it is a type of influenza virus, much like the flu viruses we see in the winter, our normal flu season. But the normal flu, the seasonal flu virus, typically affects people who don't have very strong immune systems, like the elderly or the very young or even pregnant women. But the H1N1 type A influenza virus, also known as the swine flu virus, has been very, very devastating to people who are normally healthy with strong immune systems, including teenagers and young adults.
And so researchers have found that there is some connection to the lung, a lack of oxygen?
Yeah. So there are three new studies that were published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. And the researchers in these studies took a look at hospital records in Mexico, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. And they took a look at hospital records of people who had been admitted to the intensive care units, so people who were critically ill, who had come down with the H1N1 virus, and tried to figure out if there were commonalities, certain characteristics that were similar to these patients, and they did find that a large majority of these patients were lacking in oxygen in their body. So they weren't getting enough oxygen to their lungs and into their bloodstream.
So how, Brenda, then, does this change the way that people are treated?
Well, this is hopefully going to provide a lot of information and help to physicians who treat people who come down with severe cases of H1N1, possibly by letting physicians know, well, you know, if we have a critically ill patient with this disease, we need to probably administer extra oxygen. More than likely, the patient is going to have to go on a mechanical ventilator, a machine to add oxygen to their body. Physicians are going to have to pay close attention to the patient, probably administer antiviral medications, and maybe even, you know, monitor the patient and watch out for secondary infections that could be caused by other organisms, other viruses, but maybe even bacteria. So they'll also have to watch out and possibly provide antibiotics as well. But for all these patients in these three studies that were taking a look at, all of those patients just about all required an extensive amount of time in the intensive care unit once they had come down with the severe case of H1N1.
All right. Brenda Muniappan, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome, Karen.
And you can join us every Thursday morning at this time for SciTech Today or log on to the Museum of Science website, mos.org.